22nd Sunday, Year A, 2020, a reflection. I want to reflect on the verse of today's reading from St. Paul. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies. And bodies for Paul meant one's life in all its dimensions, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. As Paul begins the section of his letter to the Romans about ethical matters, he describes the moral life of a Christian in language used to illustrate worship. Daily life, Paul tells us, is spiritual worship, or a living sacrifice. He's not alone in this. St. Peter refers to the Christian community as a living temple and its sacrifice as the upright lives of its members who offer their sacrifice through Jesus Christ. Thus he writes, "Like living stones, be yourself built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Thus one commentator points out that Paul modifies the language of cultic worship in order to convey that obedience to God's ways is a fundamental expression of authentic worship. So when we are committed to doing God's will, for the most part discovered in discerning the responsibilities of our personal vocation, our daily life itself becomes worship. The Christian community over time saw in Paul's teaching a link to the Eucharist. One of the great figures of the early church, St. Cyprian of Carthage, 200 AD to 258 AD, who lived at a time of persecution, eventually becoming a martyr himself, in a letter to a group of clergy and lay faithful sentenced to slave labour in the mines of Numidia, modern-day Algeria, sought to console them when he reminded them that although they could not celebrate the Eucharist, they were nevertheless celebrating and offering a sacrifice to God. He remarked, "You have become yourselves sacrificial offerings to God. You are presenting yourselves as holy and unspotted victims." He then quoted today's text from St. Paul about presenting one's life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. We can relate the worship of daily life to the Eucharist. The Catechism first reminds us that in the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ also becomes the sacrifice of the members of the body. It then goes on to link our daily lives to Christ's sacrifice. The lives of the faithful, their praise, sufferings, prayer, and work are united with those of Christ and with his total offering, and so acquire a new value. In the Eucharist, we join in Jesus' self-offering and we offer ourselves with him. At a time of pandemic, when most are deprived of the Eucharist, Paul's reading, especially when seen in the light of St. Cyprian's letter to Christians deprived of the Eucharist, has particular relevance, reminding us that the upright life of the Christian remains always a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.